You are Locked On Sooners, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma Sooners. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey there, Sooners Nation, and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Locked On Sooners podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto, rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them that Locked On sent you. Thank you for joining me. My name is John Williams. You can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams, and you can read my work covering the Oklahoma Sooners over at the Sooners Wire at USA Today. And joining me, we got a very special guest making his return, at least for one night. Maybe I can talk him into more. Who knows? We've got the great, my former podcast partner here on the Locked On Sooners podcast, David Walker. He was a former Oklahoma Sooners offensive lineman. And David, we got some takes on takes on takes. Welcome back to the show, man. Glad to have you.
Thank you, John. You know, if this was pro wrestling, I would have had my entrance music would have just came in and everybody would have known it was me. And it would have saved you the intro. You know, we never mastered our theme songs. We should have done that.
Yeah.
This would have been perfect. It made the surprise return. But
yeah. Well, so I got to ask then, if who would have been your theme song? Like, would it be Glass Shattering?
I mean, it's really hard to beat the Glass Shattering. Yes. It's still cool, Steve Austin. So I don't know that there's really any way to one up that. So yeah, I probably would have gone with the Glass Shatter.
Yeah. Nothing speaks pro wrestling interrupted walk in like the Glass Shatter.
It's exactly
best of all time. So anyway, but man, David, glad to have you back. It's super fun. Big 12 Media Day happened. And I really like the fact that Lincoln Riley has this rule that he's going to take upperclassmen to Media Day. He's going to feature these guys. And he took Jeremiah Hall and Nick Bonito. Now, Nick Bonito is one of the stars of this team, but Jeremiah Hall playing the H-back position, more of a fullback type. He's kind of one of those guys that flies under the radar. Now, if you're a Sooners fan, you love this guy. I talked with Trey Miller, you know, a few weeks back, and we had a full 30 minutes on just the H-back position. And that was a blast because I think Oklahoma Sooners fans absolutely appreciate H-back probably more than anybody in the country.
Sure.
But if you're a media member, you're hoping to speak with maybe one of the stars on offense. But you definitely saw a few people wondering why Jeremiah Hall and why not Spencer Rattler?
Yeah. And listen, this is Lincoln Riley's prerogative. All right. So the Big 12 media that don't like that Spencer Rattler wasn't there, they don't like that Jeremiah Hall was there. To borrow a line from The Rock, it doesn't matter what you like. Okay. It really doesn't. Because even though it's called, I saw this tweet, this guy said, you know, it's called Media Day for a reason, because this is the day that media gets to pick, or should be, and the coaches get the other 364 days to decide who's available. I'm sorry, but it actually doesn't work that way. Okay. Like, you get to be present for media day, that they provide you an option to show up and you get your stories, you get your interviews, but you don't get to dictate who coaches bring, because there's a reason coaches should have that prerogative. They're with these guys every day. Whoever gets up at that podium at AT&T Stadium is going to represent 120 guys and a bunch of coaches. And if Spencer Rattler is not who he wants to be that guy, then he doesn't have to send him down there just because he's a Heisman front runner. He doesn't have to. Now, that's not a knock on Spencer Rattler. I don't think Lincoln means it to be a knock or a perceived knock, but he has a policy in place and he said he's not going to change that for anybody. And I respect that because I like consistency. I think we need more consistency from coaches. We need more boundaries. We need more hard lines, because there's not enough hard lines. Everybody, you know, everything's subjective nowadays, but he has a stance on that. He gave a guy an opportunity. And just like you talk about Trey, go back before Trey with J.D. Reynolds. And J.D. Reynolds was a spokesman for that team. He wasn't the quote star, but he was the best interview. He gave the best perspective. And Jeremiah Hall stood up there and did an amazing job. So I think Lincoln was vindicated in that.
Well, and there's something to be said for rewarding a guy that is a leader on your team and somebody that does a lot of the dirty work. I mean, we don't see what he does in practice. Only Lincoln Riley knows what his workouts and his practice are like. But I think it says something to the rest of the team that, hey, I'm going to feature a guy that maybe people aren't thinking about, because he could have taken like an Austin Stogner, a guy who is a weapon on offense. He could have taken a Wanye Morris, somebody who is one of the more intriguing players heading into the 2021 season. But he took a player that I'm really glad that he took, because I think we don't talk about enough about kind of the fullback position or the H-back position kind of on a broader college football scale. But Lincoln Riley, he features these guys. And I think it was very clever of him to put that guy out there and say, hey, are you a fullback H-back type? Come play for me in Oklahoma.
Yeah. And it also shows that Lincoln's going to continue to be the one that thinks outside the box on stuff. He does not stay in his lane of what you want him to do. So if you think that the quarterback should always be there because, well, the star quarterback should always be available because why wouldn't he? That's not how Lincoln does stuff. He doesn't do things to be status quo. Mm-hmm. And I do think that it also, you know, we can dive into the off the field stuff at some point if we want to, but I know it's all been well documented. The summer that they've had with guys not acting right and doing the right things that were quote stars or quote five-star guys. Well, you got a guy here that's been doing the right things who is a leader. So maybe it's one of those things where it's like, hey, you know what? In light of everything going on, I want to feature a guy that's been doing things right that everybody in this locker room respects. That's who I want at that podium.
Yeah, and it's strategic. I mean, you set examples and you send a message to your players that follow this guy. And this is not to say that don't follow Spencer Rattler, but because I mean, from all we know, Spencer Rattler is a leader on that team too. And I also want to mention something too, because you know there's a tweet out there that kind of showed who the representatives were. And if you look at it, only three of the schools brought their starting quarterback to Big 12 Media Day. So it's not like Oklahoma was unique in this. I mean, Iowa State left Brock Purdy home. They brought Breece Hall. And yes, Breece Hall, he's a star, and he's.
Oh, we know you like that. We know you loved it. You loved it. Breece Hall was there. I'm surprised yes. You didn't show up in Dallas to see.
Oh Breece. Man, just wait. Come next year, I'll be there. Too bad Breece Hall will not. I'll have to make sure I get my NFL draft credentialing at some point. Yeah. But I mean, you know, like Kansas State took Kyler Thompson, TCU took Max Duggan, and OSU took Spencer Sanders. I mean, Texas didn't take their quarterback. Iowa State didn't take the second best quarterback in the conference. So, I mean, this is just an old guy, and pardon me for getting a little bit of ageist here, or maybe it's just a media, you know, old time media guy that just thinks he should have it his way. I see it all the time with the Dallas Cowboys too. Like you get these guys that have been in the media for 20, 30 years thinking that they can dictate to the teams who should be available and who shouldn't be available for availability, how often they should be allowed at practice. Like it's not the team's job to cater to your ability to write a story. Your job is to create content and come up with the stories, regardless of whether or not you have the access or not. You see it all over the time. These media guys also want to crap on podcasters and bloggers because they don't have access, yet they're able to create content without the access. So I'm sorry, Mr. Media Guy, that you were not available or you weren't able to talk to Spencer Rattler. Maybe yeah. You're just going to have to get creative and write a story about Spencer Rattler without some quotes. And it's not like there's not going to be a college football season coming up where Spencer Rattler is going to play in 13 to 15 football games this year. And you're going to get an opportunity to actually ask him some questions. And there's going to be media availability throughout the week. So take a chill pill.
Exactly.
So this was supposed to be a real talk with D-Walk episode, but I think it just turned into a John on fire, man on fire.
Let it burn, man. Let it burn.
Yeah. So I got the Harlem Heat flames coming up from behind me. Booker T's theme song. Can you dig it, sucka? Man, I missed having the wrestling references on the show. I just don't do them justice without you, man. So again, it's super fun to have you back. And I have more with my guy D-Walk here after the break, but let me talk to you about Rock Auto. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers for over 20 years. Rock Auto prices are always reliably low for every customer. From the do-it-yourselfer to the professional mechanic, you can get low, low prices at RockAuto.com. Why choose to spend 30, 50%, or even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership when you can go to RockAuto.com and save? They have everything you could need, from brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution to your auto parts needs. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. What else kind of stood out to you about Media Day, man?
Well, I don't know so much it's anything OU did or didn't do. I think it's just the idea that, you know, I saw some things being tweeted about them saying the second home comment. I think,
yeah,
I know Lincoln mentioned it. Maybe it was Jeremiah Hall mentioned it kind of laughingly, the second home. And I saw some tweets kind of like almost wanting to not dispute it. I don't really think you can dispute it. I think almost more like, how dare they, or why would they say that? Mm-hmm. And let me just say, like, because it's true.
Right.
Okay. Like, what do you expect them to say? I mean, honestly, here's what you want to talk real talk with D-Walk. Okay. Let me just say this for a second. All right. We got a problem in our country. It's called inflation right now. I just went to order at the counter spot and like everything, all the prices are jacked up. And it's like, what's going on? I'm paying like $1,000 for order at the counter pizza. You know, we won't talk about the chain. And then they want you to tip and they want you, you know, it's like, what's going on? And it's inflation. Oh my gosh. You know, everything costs more. Well, guess what? Like in the Big 12 conference, it's going to cost you more this year to be a part of this league with OU. Like that's what I almost wish they would have come into the Big 12 media day and just thrown their weight around, walked in like Rasheed Wallace with the Detroit Pistons when he wore the championship belt all season when they were defending champions. He wore it into every arena, just walked off the bus with the championship belt around his waist, put it in his locker, wore it home because they were defending the belt, right? Like, I wish OU almost walked in there and just said, hey, you know what? This is our second home. Deal with it. Mm-hmm. And we're the defending champs. And we're going to put your entire league on notice that let there be no doubt about this. Like, we're not going to be subtle. We're going to call it our second home if we want to, because the reality is we're going to be here in the first weekend of December and one of y'all other schools are going to be here playing us. Yeah. We're not worried about this being the only time we're sitting in this stadium. A lot of y'all are sitting here taking your pictures. You're doing your selfies because you're so happy that you're at AT&T Stadium and we know we're going to be back. Like, I almost wish they would have just gone in there and said that and then put their money where their mouth is and lay down the gauntlet and say, hey, entire Big 12, you're on notice because we're sick of carrying you. We're sick of having to have the perception that we're not a good league because none of y'all want to step up and do what we're doing. So now what we're going to do is we're going to go through this entire season and we're going to make every single week personal and we're going to make you wish you weren't in this league. So the inflation is, it's going to cost you more to be in this league because every time you play us, we're going to embarrass you and you're going to wish you were in a different league because we wish most of y'all were in a different league because you hurt us. You don't help us. So that's what I wish they would have come in there and been that demonstrative. So all this subtle stuff of like, well, they said it's their second home. Like, how dare they chuckle about that? Well, dude, heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Right.
That's true. But guess what? Like when you wear the crown, you get to say whatever the heck you want.
Yeah.
So if you don't like it, tough.
Yeah. Lincoln Riley needs to start bringing Baker Mayfield to media day with him as the angry translator, as Obama, kind of like Obama's translator. And Lincoln Riley can say the, you know, the politically correct thing at media day, and Baker Mayfield can say what Lincoln Riley's really thinking. Cause you know, Baker Mayfield would come in, you know, full guns blazing, like, yeah, it's our second home. Show us it's not. Like, we're going to come in, we're going to put our feet up on the table. We can do what we want here.
Yeah, exactly. And we want to bring our H back. We want to bring our deep snapper. We'll bring him too, because what do we care?
Yeah.
You don't like it, deal with it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we'll be back in December. Y'all want to come back and talk to us in December? We'll be here.
Yeah. And Bob Bowlesby, by the way, if you have little sly comments about, we all signed the contract talking about the TV media rights and why Oklahoma's game against Nebraska wasn't able to be moved to prime time, then you need to think about who gives you your job. That was the thing that really threw me off. Like, if you're Bob Bowlesby, you're not really going to want to try and upset your major power in your conference. Totally. That's an opportunity where you could have backed Oklahoma and said, hey, you know what? We were really disappointed that Fox was unwilling to move the game into prime time. We really fought hard for him. We went to bat for Oklahoma. And yet he just kind of throws this comment out like, well, whatever. I mean, Oklahoma knew what they were getting into. Sucks for them. I'm like, dude, like, your job, it's just like the commissioner of any major sport. Your job as the commissioner of the Big 12 is to go to bat for your teams and to go to bat for your universities. And you really failed on that front.
Yeah. So sidebar takeaway from Big 12 media day, Bob Bowlesby, Big Bob Bowlesby, you're the worst. You're still reigning and defending the worst commissioner.
Yeah. I mean,
all of America.
Like, we'd look back a lot of times on that Texas or the decision for the Longhorn Network to go into effect and how it affected the Big 12. I mean, this could be one of those things, you know, the way the contract play out, Nebraska, Oklahoma, the, you know, 50 year anniversary, the game of the century, not getting played in prime time, Bob Bowlesby not really going to bat for his athletic directors, his presidents, his schools. this could be one of those seminal moments that we look back on and be like, that's why Oklahoma left.
So you're saying in the 30 for 30 documentary, one day down the road called Death of the Big 12, that this will be a pivotal point. We'll circle back to the Nebraska-Oklahoma unfoldings.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Castiglione did not mince words when he shared his disappointment with Fox's decision.
Right.
You know, and like, and if he was disappointed with Fox and Bob Bowlsby didn't really go to bat for them and didn't really defend them at Big 12 Media Day, like, I mean, to me, that's your opportunity as the commissioner to be like, hey, we really fought hard for this. It's disappointing. It's a bummer. I mean, because what do you have to lose? Like, you're bound to a contract with Fox, but what you do have to lose with Oklahoma is your power in the conference. This would be like SEC losing to Alabama. You don't want to do that. And if Oklahoma goes, there's a good chance that Texas is going to follow as well, because what does Texas have if they don't have Oklahoma in the conference?
Gosh, I don't want Texas following us anywhere, but I guess they probably would, because, I mean, what else are they going to do? Like you said, yeah. I mean, you know, they exist in our shadow. So,
yeah, I mean, they can go to the SEC and play Texas A&M every year. We can go up to the Big Ten and play Nebraska every year, get, you know, go have some fun in the Big Ten. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
First of all, we know Texas isn't going to go to the SEC and play Texas A&M every year because, man, they're scared to death of Texas A&M. They won't do anything with those guys. So, so we don't have to worry about them doing that. If we go to the SEC, Texas probably won't go because that would make them have to play in College Station, which we apparently, you know, that they've drawn their line in the sand there.
And before we get to more with David Walker of the Iron Horse podcast, let's talk about Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. It's easy to eat. It's 100% covered in chocolate. It tastes great and it is great for you. 17 to 18 grams of protein, 130 to 180 calories, only 4 or 5 grams of sugar and 4 or 5 grams of net carbs. So if you're on that keto diet, this thing is perfect for you. I'm myself trying to lose weight. I've cut out some meat for a time, gone vegetarian, but this thing gives me the protein that I need to get through the breakfast hours into lunchtime. It gives me all the energy I need. And it is, again, it tastes great. I always look forward to eating my Built Bar in the morning. Right now I'm out of Built Bar and I'm waiting on my next box of them. And I'm like, what do I do for breakfast? I'm struggling to figure out what I'm going to do for breakfast because I eat a Built Bar every single day. I'm looking forward to getting my mint brownie, my cookies and cream, or my German chocolate in the mail so that I can start adding that back to my rotation and not defaulting to some things like donuts. You know, like this morning at work, there were donuts and I was hungry. I didn't have my Built Bar. I had a donut. I actually had 2 donuts and that's not going to help me lose weight. So go to builtbar.com, use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your first order. Go to builtbar.com, use promo code LOCKED15, get 15% off your order at builtbar.com. But let me talk to you about BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing and you can track all of the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all of your sporting needs, including Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, and all of your UFC and MMA action. You can also get in on the NFL and NCAA college football futures bets, like who do you think will win the Heisman Trophy? Before the next pitch, head on over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Yeah. Hey, and we got to also talk about something. So the whole thing that spurred this interview, I got to share a little bit of backstory here, is I'm at work just yesterday, or on Tuesday, actually. You know, recording this Wednesday night, and Dave sends me a text out of the blue. I'm like, oh, what's David got to say? I pull my phone up, open it up. Oh, it's a tweet from Charleston Rambo. Thought they knocked me off. I'm back though. And it starts off with a bunch of highlights of him in an OU uniform, kind of during that drubbing against Florida and some other things. And then it, you know, turns into some Miami spring game highlights. And you're like, okay, that's a cool tweet. Good for Charleston. But who knocked you off? What?
Yeah, they thought they knocked me off. One, so many questions. One, who is they?
Yeah.
Two, when do we just start getting to just create our own narratives in life and just like speak them into existence and then have random strangers just affirm them for us. So we've never met, like, yeah, man, they knocked you off, but you're back, dude. Like, first of all, like, nobody has any clue. Did these Miami fans, did they even watch this guy play last year? Do they even know the expectations for him coming into the season? Do they know the kind of year that he had? I mean, all of that questions are going through my mind, but also, like, I'm just wondering, man, if I could have gone back to like 2004 when I'm transferring to Arkansas State, I could have made myself like $1 million, dude. Like, man, Kevin Wilson thought he knocked me off, bro, but I'm back. I'm in Jonesboro, baby. But dude, the reality was I was sitting behind Davin Joseph, who's a Pro Bowler, who played a decade in the NFL. That's why I left. I wasn't going to play over Davin Joseph. So the reality for Charles Arambo is he got squeezed out by better players. Mm-hmm. Nobody thought they knocked you anywhere. You got squeezed out, man. Good for you. You're at the U. Awesome. But nobody knocked you off. You got out. You got outplayed. Let's call it what it is. But this idea that players are going to go off and just tweet stuff off the hip, try to rewrite their own narrative and just have people just come behind them, just a bunch of yes men, be like, yeah, man, you're back, dude. Like, they, you know, they were hating on you. Like, no, dude, that's not how this went down. We all watched the season unfold. We watched passes dropped. We watched routes not ran well. We watched you couldn't get separation. We watched a freshman or two come in to make plays. One of them was a walk-on that was making more plays. I mean, Drake Stoops. So, I mean, I don't really understand that tweet. I don't really like the premise of it, but kids are going to do what they do.
Yeah, I mean, I think for the most part, everybody had really high expectations for Charleston Rambo last year. He got opportunities. Marvin Mims, who ended up leading the team in receiving, was fourth on the team in routes run, according to Pro Football Focus. So it's not like he was even giving away all of his snaps or all of his route run, or his routes. I mean, he was giving away some of them, but really it was just based on play. Like, and nobody, I think, faulted him for transferring out either. I think everybody is like, hey, go take an opportunity. You're obviously like kind of have become the odd man out here. And it was probably in his end of the year, his exit interview from the 2020 season, maybe Lincoln Riley just kind of told him straight up, like, hey, we probably see you as like fourth or fifth on the depth chart at this point with Jaden Hazelwood coming back, Marvin Mims, Theo Weiss all coming back. I mean, we got this young guy, Mario Williams, coming in who we have high expectations for. And so there's going to be a lot of competition for snaps. If you're looking for playing time, you might need to find a new place to play. And I would not be surprised if that was the conversation that went down. Charleston Rambo decides to transfer, much like Brennan Radley Hiles did. I mean, he didn't go out with any salt. I mean, I think everybody was super supportive of him transferring out to Washington. But then like to come back and be like, everybody like knocked you down. No, dude, it just didn't work out. Like, it was not a good season for you. That happens. You know, you have down years and now you have a fresh start. Why don't you like speak positively to that? That sometimes I wish I could just be the PR guy for some of these athletes and just be like, hey, I see what you're trying to do here, but let's turn it into a positive thing. Let's not look back. Let's not try to speak negatively of where we came from. Let's just look forward and speak positively about where we're going.
Yeah. But they're all too concerned, way too concerned about saying the coolest thing and not saying the most accurate thing. Right. And they're like, oh, that sounds edgy and sounds hard, so I'm going to put that out. It's not factual at all, but enough people will affirm it. Enough people will convince them that they were right, that then they just kind of go on and live in like in a fantasy world. And hey, this isn't us saying we don't hope Charles Rambo has a great year, Miami. Like, great, man. I hope you do. Like, I've never met the guy. Yeah. I just think that it's interesting that the way guys kind of try to spin stuff that's not really true or didn't seem to be true. And we all watch the games, you know, it's not like we didn't watch the games. It's not like we didn't see the body of work. So, and it's not like you didn't get opportunities. So this whole, like, they thought they knocked me off. Like, no, I'm not buying it.
Yeah. Cause you had a really good 2019 too. Like, I think that's what created the expectations for 2020 that just didn't come up, just didn't meet it. And it happens. Like, people have down years. It's fine. And opportunities go away. It is what it is. Thank goodness for the transfer portal that allows these guys opportunities to go find playing time somewhere else. Maybe has a really good bounce back year. Who knows if the COVID year kind of affected him and Spencer Rattler's timing. There's so many different variables, and it's okay to like look at those and be like, hey, here were some of the reasons why it might not have worked out. And that's fine. But don't feel like it's just us, me against the world kind of a thing. Maybe you need to put that chip on your shoulder to go out there and perform. I don't know. But yeah, it just reads weird to me. And I mean, we do wish the best for the guy. Like, I mean, I had high expectations for him last year, chose him as my breakout player for 2020. I think he could have a good season for Miami. Got a great quarterback throwing to him and Derek King. So I think there's, you know, potential for a big season for him.
Yeah, we'll see how it unfolds.
Yeah. David, talk to me real quick before we go. So Oklahoma's got 3 4-star offensive linemen committed to the 2022 class. Now, we've talked on this show before. Stars don't mean much once you get on campus. However, there's something to be said that some evaluators think these guys are highly talented, have some skill. But what does it do for just the competition in the offensive line room when you have guys that are this highly thought of? Does it raise the game for everybody else in the room when you're like, all right, these three guys are coming in and, you know, with a lot of pomp, a lot of circumstance? Is it as somebody who maybe is like a sophomore on that team, are you thinking, all right, time for me to hit the gym, time for me to start working out a little bit harder because I got these guys coming in behind me?
Yeah, I think there's some of that. I think that at a program like Oklahoma, you have to anticipate that anybody that they sign is a threat to you, right? I mean, especially if you are a fringe guy. And what I mean by that is if you're, I'll go back to my own situation. I was a second teamer. I'm on the travel squad, but I wasn't knocking on the door of being that first five. Okay. So if I was in the top 10, if I'm a travel guy, but I'm like, really, if I'm being honest, I'm really like 9 or 10 in that range. Well, man, I'm going to have my head on the swivel a whole lot different than if I'm that 6 or 7 guy where I'm truly one play away from being, you know, because on any 2 deep on the offensive line, you've got a guard that can play center in both guard spots. Mm-hmm. And you've got a tackle that can play either spot. And you might have a guard that can play both tackle spots too. So you really have your 6 and 7. Those are kind of like your super backups. And you have what you'll fill out as your second unit when you put the 2s in. So there's a difference between a travel squad guy and an elite backup guy. So if you're one of those guys that you're traveling, you're in the mix, but you're really not knocking on the door, those are the guys that are get antsy when they see that. Those are the guys that kind of start raising their head up and looking around and saying, man, who all recruited me in out of high school? Who might I need to be kind of setting the table for on the side with this transfer portal? Those are the guys that I think are going to be looking. The guys who are in that top 6 or 7 are confident enough in their own abilities. They're just going to be like, hey, man, good luck to those guys. They're coming in green. I got a few years under my belt. I'm going to just outwork those guys and they're going to have to beat me out and good luck to you. So it's just a different mindset, I think.
Yeah. And what does it do for maybe like a quarterback in the 2023 class, like Malachi Nelson, who sees that they've signed Demetrius Pancake Hunter, Jacob Sexton, and Jake Taylor, 3 4-star guys, and they're coming in just a year ahead of you. Looks like you're going to have some pretty solid protection. Does that potentially sway your decision at all?
I would think it has to at least hold as much weight as the wide receivers you're going to be throwing to, because without those guys up front, those wide receivers can be as great as they want to be. But if you can't see to get it off and get it to them, then what's it matter, right? So, yeah, I think it's got to go hand to hand. It definitely has to be a big incentive to get Malachi Nelson for sure.
Yeah, and we're going to find out what happens with Malachi Nelson this weekend as he has set his commitment date. And we'll talk more about that as it unfolds here on the Locked On Sooners podcast. And David, man, thank you so much for jumping back on the show, man. It was a blast to chop it up with you again. Just a lot of fun.
Good to be with you, man.
Yeah. And hey, so for David Walker, I'm John Williams. Remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Sooners, on Facebook, Locked On Sooners podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams. David is on the Iron Horse podcast, which I failed to mention in the jump. My apologies, David. And make sure you go listen to his show for tomorrow, where he's going to tell you his 3 favorite basketball movies of all time. I, for some reason, I was blanking on my 3 favorite basketball movies. I can only come up with Hoosiers. That's it. And yeah, I'm going to think harder about this because I was struggling.
Spoiler alert. So in our episode tomorrow, if you're listening to Iron Horse podcast, we actually have Abilene Christian assistant women's basketball coach Eric DeRue, who's a big social media guru as well for their program, huge on TikTok. Dude's got like 65,000 followers on TikTok. But what he does is he provides a lot of recruiting advice for players and parents as far as like what goes on. Right now, July is this huge showcase circuit. All these college basketball hopefuls are at showcases all across the country. Got coaches sitting on the baseline all across America watching these kids play. And we really just kind of dive into what coaches are really looking for in this recruiting process. So for high school kids that are looking and wondering and parents are wondering what's going on, what are they thinking about? That's what we talk about tomorrow on the show.
David's podcast is great because it's kind of like an outside the lines. Like they do talk sports, but a lot of times David's talking sometimes the psychology of sports, coaching methods, parenting in sports, just even just parenting in general. I remember that the episode you had a few weeks back where it was just like what to do when you're just taking your kids to practice, back and forth to practice. There's so many parents that are spending lots of hours in the car. How do you take advantage of those opportunities? And I thought that was such a great show. And if you guys haven't listened to the Iron Horse podcast with David and with Brandon Carr still, and with Brandon Carr, former NFL cornerback Brandon Carr is on there as well. It's just a great show. So make sure you go check that out. Iron Horse podcast. David's on Twitter at @D_walk74. I can't believe I still remember that just off the top of my head. I must have said it so much last fall. So, but again, that's going to do it for today's show. Until tomorrow, catch you next time. For David Walker, I'm John Williams. Boomer.
Sooner.